not allowed to own property, not allowed to own property, not allowed to be in the professions. So way back in biblical times, who were the money counters? The Jews, because they were not allowed any other profession. And the church said, you can't be the money lender. So the Jews were. Okay. When I was growing up, my parents didn't have a pot to piss, and what they taught us was you get educated. Because wherever they throw you out, you take your brain with you. You take your education. Yeah. So Jews became the lawyers, the doctors. You know, they didn't become farmers because we weren't allowed to loan any land. But look at the history. We couldn't own any.
You are talking to a group of black people. Gullah black people, or people who are on a Gullah tour, talking to a group of black people, telling us about what you couldn't own. You couldn't own land. We couldn't own our humanity. We're not the same. We're not the same in this country or even in the world. We're not the same. You couldn't own land. We couldn't own our own humanity. We couldn't even make our own decisions as human beings. Our autonomy was taken away from us. What are you talking about? Nobody's saying that your struggle doesn't matter. Nobody's saying that your history doesn't matter. Nobody's saying that your history should be degraded or downgraded. But you're talking to a group of people who were dehumanized. We were not allowed to be human beings. You got to cry to somebody else. You have to cry to somebody else. And then if the basis of her argument is, or the basis of her crying is, we turned our backs on them and we don't like them, your tears are false. It's rooted in lies. It's not true. We don't have beef with the Jewish community like that in mass. Most black people, as Complex Blackness said, most black people do not be thinking about Jewish people like that. We don't.